From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The FCC says it is studying yesterday's decision by a federal appeals court that struck down the agency's enforcement policy on the broadcast of so-called fleeting expletives. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
For decades, the FCC treated the broadcast of isolated expletives leniently, but in 2004, during the Bush administration, the agency put in place a policy to punish broadcasters with harsh fines for allowing such words on the air. Yesterday, a federal appeals court panel in New York ruled that the existing policy is so vague, so self-contradictory, that it unconstitutionally chills speech and risks selective enforcement. As an example, the court noted that the FCC levied fines for the broadcast of a documentary about the Blues in which some of those interviewed used the F word and the S word, but the agency did not levy fines for the broadcast of the movie Saving Private Ryan in which the same words were used. Now the FCC will have to decide whether to risk an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, where it could well lose. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Oil giant BP is still waiting to start pressure tests on a new cap atop the company's leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico. A company official during a briefing earlier today said such testing may not begin for several hours, despite optimism earlier in the day about progress thus far. The company plans to slowly close off the cap, then begin diverting most, if not all, of the leaking oil to a vessel on the surface. BP says it expects the testing of the new cap to last between 6 and 48 hours. Senate Democrats have the 60 votes they need to push the financial regulatory bill toward final passage. NPR's Audie Cornish reports a handful of key Republicans have signed on.
Democrats need at least three Republicans in order to overcome a filibuster threat and get the Wall Street regulatory bill to the president's desk. Now, Maine Senators Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins say they're on board, as well as Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown.
Well, it's certainly not a perfect bill. I think it goes a good measure to make sure we don't have the same type of problems that we had before.
The bill could come up for a key vote as soon as Thursday. The legislation aims to give new powers to banking regulators so they can quickly dissolve failing financial companies and avoid long-term bailout programs. The bill also proposes new requirements for high-risk trading in the hedge fund and derivatives industry. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal government's budget year isn't even over, and already the pool of red ink has reached the $1 trillion mark. The Treasury Department says the milestone was hit in the first 9 months of the government's current fiscal year. Much of the run-up is a result of a deep recession. Optimism over some upbeat earnings news from, among others, Alcoa and CSX sent stocks soaring more than 1% today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 146 points to close at 10,363. The NASDAQ gained 43 points. The S&P 500 was up 16 points. You're listening to NPR. Federal prosecutors have rested their case in the corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. That follows more than 5 weeks of testimony from the ousted governor's closest associates, as well as the playing of secretly recorded phone conversations. Blagojevich's lawyers said they don't plan to start presenting their case until sometime next week. The 53-year-old Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to charges he sought to sell President Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. New Slovak government is holding up ratification of a new financial stability pact in Europe. Bruce Konvizer reports from the Czech capital. The pact is seen as necessary for the economic health of the eurozone.
The $550 billion fund is aimed at stabilizing economically troubled countries such as Greece, while also reassuring investors that other troubled economies such as Spain's and Portugal's will not default. It's officially called the Financial Stability Facility, and Slovakia is supposed to contribute $5.5 billion. But the new right-of-center government, which was just seated late last week, is suffering sticker shock. The small country of 5.4 million is not facing economic collapse, but it is one of the poorest countries among the 16 Eurozone nations. A banking report is due out late next week, which some fear will cast new doubts on the health of the Eurozone banking sector. So analysts say it's critical that the new stability fund be put in place before then. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konvizer in Prague.
The 19-year-old, dubbed the Barefoot Bandit in connection with a series of purported break-ins, has pleaded guilty to a minor offense in the Bahamas and has been sent back to the U.S. Colton Harris Moore pleaded guilty to illegal entry into the country. Moore was captured last weekend. He is alleged to have crash-landed a stolen plane in the Bahamas. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington. Support.